Bro.
Straight up.
No, that was 2 months ago. June 18th. No. June 18th. I told you.
Dude, that's here? Fucking nuts.
No, it happened in Wisconsin.
And she came over here?
Wisconsin. No, if you guys don't know about the murder of Crystal Gutierrez. Okay, yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my aesthetic. Where's my fucking... This is mine?
This one.
So, technically, I don't even drink coffee nor eat donuts, but, like, we thought it was, like... We thought it would just look right, like, in the goddamn podcast, but Alan already ate his shit, and we completely delayed with starting this damn podcast. Okay. We were watching his videos, actually.
Why is it not even, like, I'm, like,
all right,
and Alan.
Yeah, dude, Alan's having all the fucking space in the... Come on, come closer, bro. Come on, we're friends, bro. We can get closer to each other. He has the white chair, you got the ugly chair, bro. I'm sorry about that.
But I look the most fresh.
But okay, look, we're watching this stupid ass's YouTube channel, bro. Well, it's technically, it was ours at first.
Yeah.
You guys don't know the situation. Like, I left him because I don't like Alan. Like, I was like sugarcoating this whole damn all these years and shit, like why I left. I don't fuck with Alan and that's why I left. But we're watching his YouTube videos right now, and I was like, bro, you gotta make these fucking videos.
For real.
I do, I just, you know.
Most recent post was 3 months ago.
I shouldn't be talking because I haven't even posted on my YouTube channel for like a month and a half. So,
hey, but to be honest, you're grinding on IGTV.
But I'm posting on IGTV, and I did upload two vlogs on it, so suck a dick, bro. You don't even post on your Instagram.
I'm not even saying shit,
you don't even post. I know, I'm
gonna be pressing
him. You don't even fucking
pressing him.
Okay, well, this is like, I don't even know what podcast this is, but I feel like I can't do another podcast before I do one with my fucking boys, bro.
I feel it.
Hey, so welcome to the podcast, Jason Neighbor Podcast.
Jason,
I should have like
podcast.
A sick ass name or something, like a fucking like, you know, something catchy. Dude, I don't even know how much memory I have in this SD card. Like, I am like not prepared at all. Like, my
shit.
You
just winged
like,
it.
Dude,
that's
like we have no
done,
idea what the fuck we're doing right now, and. I really wish, like, what you guys can see what my tripod is right now. I have three pillows.
Should I take a picture of it?
Yeah, do that. I have three fucking pillows and just some bullshit. It's fucking disgusting. And I don't have a mic. I don't even have enough room in my SD card.
I can move you guys, look.
Don't do that, dude. Stop.
Do you think they can see it if it focuses?
Yeah, that's definitely terrible. No, it's not focused anymore.
Yeah, it is. Chill.
Focus on my beautiful face.
Yeah.
Autofocus. ADD, baby. Let's get it.
It's on the fandom.
Oh yeah, and also we don't have like air conditioner and shit,
it's
so
hot.
Like,
I got a lot.
But I think this podcast is pretty much gonna be like, how do we meet and shit? You know, like. The beginning of our friendship and our brotherhood, because honestly, we have some years.
Brotherhood.
We have some years, bro. Really like Loki, we known each other for quite some. I don't even want to bite that fucking donut. Why don't even have it in my hand?
Gross, bro.
It's fucking disgusting, and this is fucking gross, bro. If you guys are in the area,
awful. That shit.
KN Donuts, bro, on Alondra and fucking Downey.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Nah, it's good. This food is tripping.
No, dude, you're fucking tripping.
Good.
That shit is garbage.
What
that
did you get?
Good. A boba and a donut.
Okay, but what kind of?
Oh, mocha boba.
Oh. Yeah, caramel.
I got mocha coffee and it's the worst one I've ever had in my
See,
life.
See, they got some weird shit, bro.
What?
Yeah, I get the.
I definitely got donut holes just because like it'll be easier to like eat while I'm talking and shit. But like I said, we were delayed watching fucking YouTube videos that we didn't start right away.
And I told them, I kept saying podcast, but they said nah.
We were like, we literally got these shits just for the podcast, and then like Alan destroyed his shit.
My shit.
Both of it.
Okay, so Alan, how long have I been knowing your stupid ass for?
Probably like freshman year. That's what
I think I like
2011.
That's 2011. How'd you do that math that fast?
Because I remember.
Dude, that was clean. Like I would not have been able to do that. It's pretty talented. I think I like met you in like 8th grade though. But I wasn't like.
Oh yeah, because of my neighbor.
Yeah. His neighbor. His name's Fernando.
Yeah.
Shout out Fernando, nigga.
Yeah, bro.
I don't fucking know. I'm gonna take off these shoes, bro. These are fucking so.
Oh, your feet are gonna stink,
man.
No
socks. No
socks.
Hey, in my defense, we only went for the donuts, bro. Like, I wasn't even aware that we were going. And I wasn't gonna go do all the socks, and that wasn't even. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Look. So I met him. It was right outside your house, huh?
Yeah, it was literally my neighbor.
We were skating in the middle of the street.
I seen him pulled up with his fucking bow cut.
I had a bow cut. Dude, that's how you know. That's OG as shit. My straight ass bow cut straight to my goddamn ears.
What the fuck is that?
Did you think that was sexy?
Not really.
Ah, come on, dude. Yeah, I definitely met him there. But that was more like a little brief, like, yo, it was good type shit. It wasn't like I knew him. Like, it was kind of like, who the fuck is this weird ass nigga type shit. But I was like, we skated. Did we play skate?
Maybe, yeah, we did.
Did you win?
Eventually we placed K. I don't remember, honestly.
Yeah, you better have lied, try to say that.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah,
I
can't
remember.
Nah, but yeah.
Probably did win,
though. You probably did.
I'm sorry, I can't drink this no more.
Yeah, throw that shit away, bro.
I bring this.
Bring the Gatorade?
This is mine!
Well, you gave it to me, but that's mine, because you gave it to me.
And you didn't bring me a Gatorade?
Where's,
knowing
no,
this
you
is
have
green.
A red one!
No, that one's mine. I put it right
there
next to my shit.
First of all, you knew you were coming to my house, and you didn't bring me a Gatorade.
Dude, true.
No, I didn't know.
That's some bullshit, bro. Now, I don't, like, this
where's
is like,
this one?
This supposed to be a friendship ass vlog, and you didn't even bring me a fucking
you want
Gatorade.
This one?
No, I don't want that shit, bro. That's some petty shit. It's like,
alright, fuck you. Whatever.
It's fucked up. Alan, oh yeah. But in ninth grade is where we actually started
talking,
bonding, and connecting.
Yeah.
Tell them the, like, one of the first things I ever told you, bro. Like, the first. Here's the thing about me. I am like
a dick.
A dick. I'm an asshole, bro. Like, straight
facts.
Up. Honestly, okay. But the thing is, I just like joke around way too much, and I think I get friendly with people too much. And one of the first things I told this motherfucker, bro, what did I tell you, bro?
It's either like you said that I look like a rat or a possum. I don't know exactly. I think a rat.
I got, yeah. I told you. I was like, hey,
we'll get to that part. I called him a possum when I first met him, but rat.
Really?
He said rat.
I called him a fucking rat, bro.
I remember his like. Very good, because he said it like right to my face. I'm like, fuck. But
straight face to face, like, yo, like direct it straight to him. Yo, you look like a rat.
And I didn't even know this guy, like, good.
Keep in mind, bro, I literally met him like one time, like a year ago, and I see him at this fucking at the school, and then we started talking, and I fucking told him that. Why the fuck would I say that to someone that I don't even fucking know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I kind of get too friendly, and this motherfucker. Oh, I'm. Well, I didn't really know you right there, though.
Nah.
But I kind of... Did we even meet, though? I think you're just there.
No,
I think we just knew of each other.
Yeah, we just knew of each other.
I knew you once.
So, like, Alan, I didn't know Alan at all.
I had him in class, though.
I had...
Hey,
well,
No.
I, like... Okay, go back. I've known you since, like, Jefferson days.
Sixth grade.
Yeah, sixth grade.
Oh,
I've known you since
fourth.
Sixth grade, but we never talked. Like, we never, like,
no.
Hung out or nothing. And then... High school or laundry came around. We had the same friends, but we never hung out.
Even then, no.
Like,
we
shout out Lionel Jr., Randy, all those dudes.
Yeah.
Like, we had the same friends.
Yeah, no,
but we
had mutual friends.
Yeah.
But we weren't... Honestly, bro, I don't think I ever told you this, but I thought you were a fucking dick, bro.
What?
Like, dude, you're a fucking dick.
How?
Like, straight up, no. But you're like me, though. Like, because, like, I think we're like alike in that way, as in like we're fucking assholes but joking around. But since I didn't really know you, I just saw it from like afar, from like you know, like I was like, damn, this nigga low key a dick.
How? I was
but
so
it's
quiet in middle school.
No. It's cause here's what you used to do. Cause I've never told you this, dude. Like,
no,
but, I was like, cause you would like fuck with people, bro. Like,
how?
In a joking around way though.
Okay.
With like people that like. I don't know if you knew him like that or something, but like you were fucking people like fucking around, like, and it made you look like a fucking dick. But it was definitely joking around, but I didn't know you. And that's how I think I am too. Like from afar, if someone sees me, I'm like I do some fucked up shit. I say some fucked up shit, but like saying it to like Alan or him now, like they know that I'm fucking around.
Yeah.
But like someone that's like on the outside,
the
and they just
party.
See me to like, you're fucking pussy, bro. Do that shit. You're fucking, you know, I go off on this motherfucker. I go off, like, they go off on me like that. But it's like we know that we're playing around. But that's how I definitely thought that you're a dick at that point. When I was like in the seventh grade, sixth grade.
Wow, that's so weird, because I was so quiet.
No, you were not.
Yes,
bro.
I was. Middle school, I was quiet.
You sound
high
fucking
school,
stupid,
high
bro.
School, high school, I did like talk way more and came out way more. But
you
it
opened
was...
up, you blossomed, bro. When I
bro,
first
it
met,
is hot.
It is. When I first met Alan, bro, this motherfucker did not say a word to say his.
I mean, Alan's still like that, but
he's nowhere
much,
near though, dude.
Much.
Dude, he is nowhere near. When I first met him, I was like, this motherfucker, bro. Anti-social.
Jinky little glasses?
Yeah, his glasses.
I used to be quiet as fuck. Like,
dude,
I would not
crazy.
Talk to an old one. Okay. I don't even know how we became friends.
Okay, wait. Back to the whole thing where I met everyone. So we knew of each other. And then we kind of talked. And what's crazy is before we actually started talking, we had a class together. Miss Kang, and that's crazy.
Shout out Miss Kang, bro.
and the white
Miss Roberts.
Yeah, Miss Roberts. It was,
I definitely fucked Miss Kangaroo.
Okay.
But you were useless.
This was junior year. Not 10th grade. Oh, it was 10th grade.
10th grade. No, I didn't say I fucked. I said I fuck.
It was 10th grade.
I wish I could have said
that
I'm
class,
sorry.
I had Jason and Brett.
Yeah, no, Brett. Like, he was like our best friend as well.
And that's crazy because, like, I didn't talk to them. So imagine if I did. That
would have been... Dude, awful. Me, Brett, and this one in the same class. Like, me and Brett, we used to fuck around a lot.
Yeah, I was sitting in the back, quiet, by myself, getting an A in the class when these ones were struggling, talking, screaming.
I was not struggling.
Boy!
I was not. Okay, look. I did end up getting like a D in the class. But only because...
That's still passing, though.
I did pass, see?
That's still passing, though.
But the only reason why I did, though, because I had a B in the class. But the only reason why I did get a D...
Oh, you didn't do the final?
I didn't do the project. Yeah, yeah, I didn't do the senior, I mean, the sophomore project.
I remember used to always like, fuck finals. I never do them. I didn't even have any class. You would like, never do them.
Bro,
I would know.
I literally... Dude, it's so hot.
Is it?
No, we can, bro. We can't turn that on.
Just try.
No, it's so bad on the audio. You have no idea. I'm sorry. Just toughing it out for like fucking an hour.
We're gonna look like we skated for 2 hours.
I definitely wanna skate right now. Oh yeah, look. Where the fuck was I saying? Oh yeah.
Can I finish my story?
Wait, the project. I just wanna defend myself that I was not struggling.
Let's just say Brett was then.
Alright, Brett. No, then Brett was, right? No, Brett did. No, Brett did do the project. That motherfucker still had a low ass
job. Oh, he did.
I used to sit next to Brett. I was like, bro, I'm not gonna do that shit, bro. We literally were doing that project for a couple months. Through like 2 months
yeah.
type shit.
Yeah, you had a
And I didn't do shit for 2 months, bro. That's why I got a D. But look, I got a D, though.
I got an A in the class.
That's good.
Okay. So I had them for a class sophomore year, and then come junior year, that's when I started hanging out with them. So I was like interested in skating. I used to skate like when I was younger.
Back in the D?
Way back in the D. And then I found out that this would start skating, so I started talking to him in class. Like, yo, like, I want to kind of skate. And he's like, bet, I got you a board.
That's what I said bet.
No, but but like that's like the board he gave me, he found in the street. It was I had four different wheels. I didn't have the same wheels. I had leftover trucks. Like it was all around like bad board. But I shredded the crap out of that thing.
And you came in and did a tray flip first.
Yeah,
day.
My first trick ever, like skating with these dudes ever, was a tray flip on flat. I didn't kick flip, none of that. I went straight to
a tray flip. He had his sweats on. Like,
I had soccer sweats, running shoes, and a tank top. I wish I still had the video of it.
Yeah, I remember
he,
that.
Yeah, he came soccered out.
7-11.
Yeah, it was at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And so I did that, and then that was when I started skating with him and stuff. But I didn't really talk to Alan yet. And then I had him for a class junior year.
Yeah.
So when I started hanging out with them, had him for a class. And what's crazy is how he said he thought he was a rat. I told him that he looks like a possum.
See, so like, I had a fucking like...
Yeah. I definitely told him, like, dude, this dude looks like a possum. Like, it was crazy. And
that fucked up. Like, he's a good looking...
I'm
he's a good looking dude, bro.
Yeah. And so I told him he looked like a possum. And then that's when we started skating more. And I had him for a class. So we were chilling, sitting in the back. Miss Jackson's class.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Miss Jackson.
I sit in the front. He's still in the back.
Yeah.
I used to always, like, hear him talk.
He like, was annoying with him.
I mean, I definitely thought he was a cool kid, like, you know, like,
what do you mean, like
the popular kids and shit.
That wasn't even me.
Damn,
I was like, they were talking shit, and I was like, man, this nigga doing
this
it.
This guy's so cool, bro.
Like, he's doing it. I was like, yeah. And I didn't even talk to him in class, like, in that class.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to no one in that class.
Question, though, because me and Stacey are having a debate right now.
Yeah.
Was Stacey in our class for that class, Miss Jackson? Do you remember?
I don't really remember. I don't think so. She said she was?
Yeah, she's saying she was. That she gave me bread in the class, and I said, this bread is black.
That's fucked up. You didn't even notice your...
She wasn't in there, though.
No, she probably was.
She wasn't in... He said she wasn't, and Boy said that
Stacey's
she wasn't.
Stacey's quiet.
No, and Boy said that she wasn't, and I told her, what period did you have her? What period did we have, Miss Jackson?
She was fifth, right?
Exactly. She said she had it for third.
I don't know how I remember that shit, bro.
I have no idea what any of my periods were. Like, for shit.
Really?
No, I have no idea, bro.
Because it was up to lunch. Because I remember being fucking sweaty and shit.
Yeah.
Sweaty, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
It's just hot, bro.
It's you running away from you, probably beating him up or something at lunch.
Dude, and lunchtime was like the fucking... Remember when I almost got beat up, bro?
Yeah, dude. There's so much shit happening at lunch with us.
Dude, in lunch,
so weird
it was
shit.
Like when I was... It was definitely sophomore. I know that for a fact because that was when I was the most annoying. So that's the thing that, like, I've always been so fucking like this.
Like out there.
I'm just like, I don't know, dude.
No filter.
So fucking much energy for no fucking reason. So we were in lunch, and some guy wanted to fight me because I was so fucking annoying, bro. How the fuck can you be that annoying that someone wants to be like... He literally came up to me and was like, yo, you want to fight after school?
I didn't think he was even serious. And I knew the guy, and I'm like, dude, are you fucking serious? Like, I didn't even know that like he was that serious, but he was serious.
I remember what really crossed... I know what it was, because he was a senior, right? So he was like the mature dude, you know? And I was like the one barely coming into like the senior campus. I was that motherfucker, bro. And I think we were doing like spitball shit.
Some bullshit,
yeah. Yeah, it was some bullshit, bro. And then we were fucking around way too much. And then their group was right next to our group. Mm-hmm. So, like, because he did mention to me something right there, like, yo, like he kind of like said something to me there. But it wasn't like, I'm trying to fight you shit. It was like dude, like, calm shut down, the fuck up. Like, dude, you're fucking annoying type shit.
Yeah.
And then maybe like a week later, I was literally just sitting down, bro. Like, I wasn't doing nothing at the moment. I was, like, literally just chilling. And the funny thing is that he was sitting right across, like, right across from me.
Yeah, he was.
He was sitting right across from me, and he didn't, like, do nothing. He wasn't talking to me whatsoever. And then randomly, for some reason, he just gets up and just comes straight up to me and just, like, yo, you want to fight after school? I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what do you want to say? Yeah, dude, let's fight.
This sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, let's fight after school. I'm like, bro, what the fuck, bro?
He's probably bored.
That was so weird, bro. That was
probably
like,
bored?
Yeah. I mean, that's the first time someone ever wanted to fight me.
Fine,
spider. It's on Alan's leg.
Eat that shit.
Oh, it's still on you.
Just let it chill, bro.
There it is, on your knee. There you go.
Yeah, definitely. What if I would have bought him, bro?
That
would
have been tight.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely he was big, bro. Yeah. Not like in buff, but he was like, he had some, like, he
probably
had some.
I don't know who it was.
Probably had a heavy
Did
guy.
You even know about this story?
Mm-mm. No, yeah, I mean, I've heard you guys talk about it, but I don't know who it is.
Well, if you're watching this shit, what's up? Bitch ass nigga.
That's not, I seen him. He works at the supermarket right here next to
around the corner. Yeah. I don't think I'll be able to fight someone, especially just like that. I feel like I'll have to be really fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's no like way. No there's reason. No way I'm gonna go outside right now. I'm gonna fight someone.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm gonna win. There's no way I'm gonna win. But if someone like really like gets me fucking pissed, bro.
You need the anger.
Just know. Then I'll probably still get fucked up. Honestly, like, I really want to learn how to like box and shit, bro. Like, I feel like it'd be so fun, and I feel like I feel so tight, bro. Like, if someone's trying to fuck
that's
me.
That's cardio.
What's good, homie?
That's like, on it. That's like cardio.
Here's another thing, too. Like, I think the only way I'll win in a fight is if my hair is up.
Gotta be holding this shit.
Like, no, like, literally, bro. Like, because, like, if I fight right now and my hair is like this, like, there's no way, because every other fucking swing I'm gonna be like this, and I'm gonna be concentrating. Like, that's definitely how it's gonna be. So if he gives me like 10 seconds, like, hey, hold up, we'll fight right now, but let me just.
Now I gotta be like a girl.
Hey, hold up.
Like, no, that timer you're putting your hair up, you're just talking crap. So you're like, what's up? Like,
what's up,
bitch? What's good? And then you're done, and then that's where you're like, you know?
You're right. But what if I don't have a league on me, though?
So.
You gotta walk off.
Oh, I got an idea. I'll just put my shirt over and like, I kind of
that's like wasting like time. Bro.
Okay, dude, but I'm gonna get fucked up if I
don't. Girls use their hair as a bun, like they go
somehow.
Up. And
I don't know how to do that, dude.
I mean, I just
not really experienced. I'll put you on the spot on the
busy,
podcast.
Right.
No, that is no excuse, bro.
This is the first time in like months.
Second time because we hung out yesterday.
No. I'm getting there. First time in months where he hung out with us back to back.
Oh, back to back. Yeah, you're right. Because we do see him like once every 3 months. No exaggeration.
Nah, don't even lie. That's
no exaggeration. Because before this, I didn't see you like.
The bonfire.
Oh, the bonfire. Actually,
I didn't even see him then. I didn't go.
Trying to think you don't fuck with him.
No. I literally tell him every time I see him, Alan, you're freaking amazing. I love you. Don't I say that?
Yeah.
How can you tell me that shit, bro?
I mean it completely.
You don't tell me that shit.
I literally told you that yesterday.
He
we
did,
were
actually.
Active.
He
this
did.
Dude did try to play
no,
me.
No, it was when we got to Village, actually.
Yeah, and I said, you're...
dude, that was funny, bro. Because you've never said something like that to me. You never have. So I was like, oh, that felt good. It was like right when we parked and we were coming out of the Village, bro. And then like right when I opened my door, he was like, hey, like, you're my true homie.
I said, you're a true homie. And then like, right after like, I say that, he goes, what? Open the trunk. And I'm like... Okay. He's like, my bad.
That shit just keep, dude, it's so fucking hot.
Yeah,
here,
I'm
bro.
Sweating.
I'm not even trying to think about it, bro. Like,
and I'm wearing a long sleeve, bro.
Same.
Hey, shout out Slammin' for sponsoring.
Shout out Active for Slammin'.
Shout out
Slammin'.
Yeah. I know.
You understood what I said?
Yeah, I should have worn striped shirts.
Alright,
does Alan have a striped shirt?
Nah.
Yo, what a fucking bitch.
I was supposed to get one. Large. Remember?
Hey, Loki, he be lagging on people with the shirts, to be honest.
No, dude.
I hear so many people go, hey, so does Jason still, like, sell his shirts or what? And I'm like, he has a box in his car.
Then how come
he doesn't respond to me in the DMs?
No, you know what? I think that's, like, my biggest problem, though.
Like, lagging?
I lag, bro. Like, bad, dude. Like, I'm like, dude, I need to get someone to do that shit for me.
Like that one day when we went delivering shirts. Whenever we delivered a shirt, I even put on my Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
This fool gives them a shirt and we'll have a conversation with them about random stuff for like a cool 15 minutes.
I don't know.
Like, just give them the shirt, get you my A. Hey, thanks, bro.
I don't feel right.
I just feel like I just have to be like,
we gotta go get lunch with them and shit.
I feel like,
tell me about your life.
No, I just like, for instance, like Jake. Remember Jake, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So he bought two shirts, right? Mm-hmm. And I went up to him, and I, with him and Loki did take a while. I was Loki talking to him for a bit, but it was like because of the job thing, you know? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, hey, I got the job. And I kind of explained like, I don't know, bro.
That was the time that I filmed on my Instagram story, because you were there for so long.
Wait,
I was in the shotgun seat, just chilling. I was literally sitting.
And this one don't come out and shit. He just stays in there
like this, like.
He's like my stripe acquaintance. Is that even a word?
No,
my stripe partner. he's the model for my brand. But that definitely is the my weakest shit, bro. So if you guys can do that for me, that'll be great, you know? You got that?
Deliver?
Yeah. Give you a couple bucks. I'll give you a stripe shirt.
Bro, I have two people on my street that want shirts. And you pick me up every day.
I know, dude. I don't know why, dude. It's like, I don't know, bro. Like, there's a few, and that's only the ones that you know, bro. Like, low key, like, there's
oh
a few, bro. Like,
I
can, like, take out all those. Because I have a whole ass box in my car, bro.
You really do have a whole box.
I do it for you, bro. No problem.
Please, dude.
I go on my bicycle. I'm, like, knocking doors and shit.
You don't even have a bike. Shut up.
I feel like if I deliver, like, not in person, I'll do it faster. Like, just straight, like.
Like shipping?
I think it'd be more. I don't know. I don't even know why I don't.
I feel like that'd be more stressful. You gotta get the shipping thing.
I have everything too.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. That's so stupid too, huh? I literally got everything already and I haven't done it. What the fuck am I waiting on, bro?
I don't know. That's on you.
Have a baby?
Huh?
Have a baby?
No. I'm saying like now I can easily just launch my website already.
Oh.
Or like I can be like, yo, I deliver. Like,
guys, I'm sweating.
Yo, these guys are pretty cute, bro.
Yeah, gloomy today.
No, it's because my mom.
I want to stretch the sleeve.
My mom's washing right now.
Oh, I feel that.
So I don't have no more stripe shirts.
Shirtless, bro. Fuck
you. Dude, I'm too fat for that. Especially sitting down, they can easily see my mom. Like, I literally, I am proud of myself because I have lost a lot of weight recently.
Have you, though?
I feel like I do. Think so, Alan?
Yeah.
Should we weigh you right now and then next podcast we do? Because it's 3 months. You got 3 months because Alan's in show.
Alan's not going to come up to 3 months.
No, I'll be here.
That's what I'm saying. What? Already?
Hey, so we're bringing my future mom, no?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Like, I've been signing clips with you guys. You know? I mean, they're your guys' clips.
No, we should make a Future Fridays, bro.
Damn. How should we film this? Well, we gotta cut it here because, you know, we can't expose it.
No, we should make a Future Fridays, for real.
It's hot, bro.
My bad, my bad.
Look, if we make a Future Fridays, we just make one. Just one.
What do you mean?
Just make not, one Future Fridays.
But like not like Future Fridays, like, you know, whatever, how we had it, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, this will be Future
just
Fridays.
Future Friday.
Like, the banger for Future Fridays, because we probably won't do it again. You know what I mean? Because you're saying make one.
No, I think it should just be Future Fridays 13 still. But What if we make another one after that?
True.
I'm down to do it. But like, how would we do this? Like, how we used to film shit like crazy shit?
I mean,
it doesn't necessarily
have to be all crazy shit, but definitely skateboarding in it.
Yeah.
Like how we used to do it. It was like
your video recently was.
Yeah, like the last Future Fridays type shit.
Yeah, the Future Fridays flow was really good.
It
was really balanced with like professionally edited, professionally shot. It was done really well. Like, something like that, but even better. Like, I don't even know how the fuck we're gonna top Future Fridays 12, though, bro.
That
was fucking
like,
nuts. Because the only way, if we do a Future Friday, it has to fucking top Future Fridays 12.
Road trips.
You know what I always thought? Like, we'll never top Future Fridays 8, though. That's what I always, because Future Fridays 8 is so beast.
You always talk about that one.
Dude, that's the one, bro. I hate that video now, though.
Really?
I fucking hate it.
Future Fridays.
Why is he looking it up? He's looking it up.
Are you gonna watch it?
No, no, I'm just seeing which one is 8.
Dude, don't watch that shit. That shit is garbage.
Oh, yeah, I remember this, man.
How many views that have? 1.3k. That shit easily should have. Oh my god, bro. I don't understand.
Oh, okay. All right. You know how you're saying, like, oh, we should have had way more views or something? So tell me why, like, I'm with Stacy, and, you know, they, for some reason, like, her sister and her think, like, we're famous as crap.
Oh, people like, think we're famous or something.
Yeah, they think we're famous, and we're nowhere near that.
Nowhere near.
We did come on the news, though.
Yeah. Okay, but she was saying, like, how does Future Mob's videos, like, when we all were in it and stuff, like, how did they not go viral? Because there's stuff that she was saying, like, on Instagram.
I don't know how.
She said, wait, she's saying, like, stuff on Instagram now and stuff go viral, and it's so stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, it can be, like, something, like, a guy practicing his golf swing somewhere, and it goes viral because they have a dumb caption. But, like, all the stuff we do, she was like, how did that not go viral? Like, all these videos are so good, so sick. What?
I know how.
How?
Because, look what the fuck that video is called. Future Fridays 12. Who the fuck is going to watch that?
True,
you know what I mean? And then, at least that thumbnail was cool.
But, like, the thing
but
is,
even,
like,
even our old videos.
Would I even say fans? Like, our 8,000 subs? Like, they knew what Future Fridays was.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
that's not how we're gonna... we're not gonna, like, get past that audience, though.
I feel it.
Yeah, that shit is hard, bro. Future Fridays 12.
No, that shit is nuts, bro.
It is a lot of shit,
and then the
bro.
Skating is, like, really hard tricks, too. Like, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck we did
see,
that?
But see, like, if we do make the 13, like, let's just take our time.
Don't watch that shit. Message to our future selves. Oh shit, is that one?
Yeah, it's locked though. You guys can't see it.
Dude, we have a private video. Have you seen it? How many people saw that?
1,000
people.
But it was
saw
up
that.
For one day though.
It was up for one day. That shit
and
had 1,000.
And 201 likes.
We only uploaded that for 24 hours and it was a message to our future selves. I think we should watch that right now. I don't have no idea what we said.
It's 17, like it's like 18 minutes.
Because there's no cuts, huh? It's just like
it's
just
straight talk.
That's crazy. That's like a podcast.
That is a podcast.
But I don't know, like, I know for a fact we didn't blow up because we didn't do it, like, smart.
Because
we
were
right.
So young and we were just like, let's just put out videos.
No,
like,
that's the thing, too. Like, we didn't care. We didn't care for blowing up, so that's why we didn't blow up. If we would have titled, because the thing, Future Fridays.
And we didn't use social media either. Like, social media and all that stuff, like, we didn't use.
But he just used to post pictures of this shit. This is Island's Instagram, posting fucking pictures of his donuts and fucking coffee.
What do you mean?
On your Instagram, remember when I first made an Instagram? Because I joined Instagram late. Too.
Oh yeah, my old
this
post.
Nigga's Instagram was all just his fucking. I feel like that's everybody's shit though, huh?
Like when you started off, like back then, like the post, he would still post pictures of food, but like back then, like most everyone would just be like, oh look, picture of food.
Not me.
But,
like
you
back then, like
that's no. What I say. Back then it was my old Instagram, so I deleted that one and made a new one. But I remember my old one was like those. It was like.
Music
soccer piece? Stuff. No. Like soccer stuff. So I'd post cleats and stuff.
Still like that.
Like just shoes. Like that's what we supposed. Okay. Well, we definitely didn't blow up because we didn't do it right.
Yeah.
Straight up. That's
definitely,
it.
Yeah. Definitely.
But that's what I'm saying. Like we didn't try to do it right. We were just having fun, dude.
We
like we literally would just post. Like we our title.
Low key, we still are.
Yeah. No. That's why. It's just fun. But we're just trying to do it a little more knowledgeable now.
Yeah.
Like, a little smarter, like with the titles and because that's everything, bro. Title and thumbnail is literally everything. So now I think the reason why we're not blowing up is we fucking cuss so fucking much.
People don't like that shit, huh?
People don't like that shit, huh? Nah, I don't know. I feel like now it's just like the point of like getting lucky type shit. Just
yeah.
A video just blowing up.
Yeah, I think it is.
Cause what the like the old man video we have is like almost at 20k, right? Which is like kind of a lot for us. That's kind of nuts.
I mean, it's over time, but yeah.
And then we just made an Instagram video that hit like 8k, almost 9k now.
Yeah.
We're gradually getting up, but but yeah, fucking, we've been doing this for longer than you guys even imagine, bro. You guys have
for
no
real.
Idea, bro. Cause we used to do this shit since we were like 12.
Well, that was you guys. I didn't talk to you guys then.
Not yet. So we have like videos and we're like, I made a video of, like, those things. Did I?
But, like, YouTube, honestly, has always been a part of, like, all of our lives. Whether it was gaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something, you know? So, like, YouTube has always been there.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we changed.
Well, let's just say video in general. Yeah. Like, definitely, like, video. Because I don't really like the word, like, YouTuber. It's fucking annoying to me, bro. Because I like to make content everywhere, like in Instagram as well. Yeah. We had a like, well, the camera stopped by itself, actually. So we had to turn it back on. Where the fuck was I at? I have no idea. Like, my mind is blank.
About video.
Yeah, I think our mindset was always like, well, mine for sure was always like clips. When I played video games, like, that's all I did for like 3 years straight, bro. Like, all fucking day.
Every time I would play with these guys, like, they'll take it so seriously.
So serious.
And I'm like, what the
fuck? Alan's always having fun running around, and we're like, Alan, move! Like, yelling on the headset.
I'm over here, like, just fucking killing people like nothing. And over here, like, fucking throwing shit all over the place. I'm like, what the fuck?
We never took it serious and went for clips, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
I look, you still do.
If it wasn't like skating clips, it was like fuck around clips. It wasn't fucking around clips, it was gaming clips. Like, we've been doing this shit longer than you expect. Like, we didn't like hop on the train, like, yo, everybody's blowing up on YouTube, let me try this shit. Helicopter. The shit catches it too, it's just fucking annoying.
Yeah.
How long are we in right now?
I'm pretty sure it was like 30 minutes.
I think we're like 30 minutes in. I don't know.
30 minutes?
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it.
It's just tight. It's fun,
dude. Yeah, podcast is tight. Man, I definitely think like, because I'm not someone to just like, once I just like, well, actually I am like that. I'm lying. Like, once I like get interested in something, I just go all in and fucking just buy everything. That's definitely
me. Who has been wanting to get a bike for the past, what, 3 months?
Mountain bike, though. One to go down
every
the mountains.
Time.
Do you know how sick that would be?
Yeah,
first of all, he bought a bike with no pedals and chain.
Okay, let's not talk about
that.
Podcast, it is.
Alright, you know what, fuck it. I'll expose myself. I was so hyped to buy a BMX bike. And I found an offer up was stupid cheap.
He went with him.
No, he didn't go. He didn't go with me. I went by myself.
Oh, yeah, he met up after.
I went by myself. And then I ended up buying a bike with no pedals, no chain, or nothing. How the fuck do you buy it?
If I went, I probably would have prevented that shit.
Yeah, like, definitely. That was way too excited, bro. I was like, yo, I'm about to make a video where I'm biking in the goddamn skate park. And I was going to be so fucking hyped. And that's not how it worked out. I got to the skate park. I had no pedals and no chain. And I was like, yo... This is fucked. Yeah, so I just ended up leaving the bike there. I was like, fuck it. Should I fuck this shit?
Like, he wanted this with the money.
Like, literally just threw money. And I do that so much, dude. But like, this podcast shit, like, I literally want to like buy the mic and all that shit, you know? Do some shit. That'll be super tight. But I wanted to try it out first. It is a different feel.
It definitely
is. Like, it's kind of different. I mean, but it's cool.
It's time we have shit to talk about. Yeah.
But it all just pops up.
Yeah, exactly.
We had nothing to talk about. To be honest, we had no idea what we were going to talk about.
Well, I should just freestyle now. Bro, I really want to be a rapper too, though.
Let me put an instrumental.
No, come on, don't put me on the spot.
Nah, you put yourself on the spot.
Ah, dude, don't put me on.
You're getting an
put me on
right
the spot. Caught a cock, caught a truck.
Look at him.
Hey, you guys got to bounce some words at me, though. Like every, like, just give me a word, like, after every bar, alright? So I keep on going, like, hey, check. Hey, okay, before you guys start judging me, I'm obviously not a fucking rapper, suck a dick.
Is he
a... I am a rapper. Yeah. Just put that one, bro. I can fuck up any beat.
And here's
everyone in school has
ads.
Oh, yeah, this video is sponsored by K and Donuts. So thank you guys so much for K and Donuts for sponsoring this video.
Your coffee's trash.
Your coffee is trash. You guys gotta up that. Hey, check it. Hey.
Hey.
Shy. But yeah, when we're in the car, windows down, he gives
me. Yo, hey, windows down in this bitch, man, I smoke a blunt. Hey, I don't smoke, by the way. Hey. I be tripping, I be thinking, I be doing me. I be chilling on the past, guys, what's my nigga B's? My nigga Allen on my left, that's my nigga Jay. Fuck my nigga Jay, that's my nigga Jay. I be eating donuts with my fucking
Yo! After that. Yeah, I gotta move along.
I don't think they heard that.
No, I was gonna go back.
What do you say?
Okay, let's not rap. Yeah, I say some things that, like, that I shouldn't be saying.
Yeah, you're going off, like, literally off.
But I do say some, like, stupid ass shit that would probably get me arrested. So this is not freestyle yet. We're not ready for the freestyle. Yeah. Hey, but I think we should wrap it up before it gets too long, because I know not a single person is going to watch this whole thing. And I kind of want to see it.
I'm definitely going to watch the whole thing.
You're going to watch the whole thing?
The whole thing. Even though I was here, I'm going to watch the whole
thing. Dude, that's fucking weird. I'm definitely not. I'm not even going to watch the whole thing when I edit.
You kind of have to. You kind of
God damn, bro.
All on your phone.
Bro.
You feel me? Okay, wait. Let's.
So, wait. So, we're going to go skate now?
Definitely. Well, unless Alan doesn't want to.
No, I want to.
Really?
Because Alan doesn't really fuck with us. He only comes for the podcast.
I do fuck with
him. Honestly, Alan, dude.
I'm fucking hot as hell.
I love Alan. He's great. Jason, love him too. Great guy. Love these guys, you know what I mean?
Damn, man. Can we just tell each other how much we love each other?
No.
Remember that one time at 7-Eleven? We told each other how much we love each other.
Oh my god, I remember that!
It was us three, Moses.
Who was? I have no idea.
We had those stupid glasses too. Someone had those light-up glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Moses and Brett was there, right?
Yeah, and we sat in a circle at night.
So weird.
Sat in a circle at night saying, you know what? I love you guys like you guys.
No, alcohol. Like, we were sober, bro. We went like this, bro. We were hugging
in a circle.
And it was like, we all took turns. And we had to explain why. Like, why we love each other.
This was in high school, right?
Dude,
it was
the
last
week. Dude, we should do that again. Like, bring the whole squad and we just all get in a circle and tell each other.
Cool.
That was so funny, bro. That was so cute, though. I like that. I'm really, like, on that gay
shit.
We
can do it with us three.
Right now?
Nah.
No.
Alright, fuck it.
Next podcast.
Okay, well, if you guys want to see more of these motherfuckers, go to their Instagram, which I'm not going to link right here because I don't feel like editing that.
At Pinoy, Pinoy.
I will put it in the description, though.
Alright, that's fair.
I'll put it in the description. That's more than
that's fine. Fair. If they're really interested, they'll go down there.
Yeah. If you guys want to go to their Instagrams, do so. But if you guys don't even follow me on Instagram, I'll actually put it on the screen. Because I. Alright, well, this has been it.
Hey, guys, I love my girlfriend.
What about you?
My girlfriend too.
And that's it for that's it for the podcast. Thank you guys for listening or watching or wherever the fuck you guys are consuming this content. And there will not be any more podcasts. This will be it.
This is Ty Thirsty again.
Aw, that's what I was looking for. That's what I was like, come on.
I literally said next podcast. Tell her how much we love each other.
Alright, fine. That's fine. That's fair. We'll start off the next podcast to each other.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Stay tuned on Future Fridays.
Oh, Future Fridays. Dude. Okay, let's go.
Jesus Christ, okay.